Thank you. it one time.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank salvation so rich and
Amen.
in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. Now, it has been a custom of our church that when we come to this moment, we bow just a moment in prayer, and you pray for me silently while I pray for you. We realize that the scripture that we have read, that if we eat and drink it unworthily, we're eating and drinking damnation to ourselves, not discerning the Lord's body. That is, if you're living in sin, living where you should not live, then you are a reproach to the cause. Don't take it. Stay away from it. Don't do it. But if you're living, I know every one of us makes mistakes, but we have a blood sacrifice laying there atoning for us constantly, the blood of God's own Son. So we are forgiven of our sins, but if you're living in open sin, and not worthy to be called a Christian, don't take it. But if you are a Christian, then you're duty bound to take it. For he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Let us pray just a moment for each other. Father, this prayer we offer to you, the forgiveness of our sins, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Gracious God, as I hold in this my hand tonight, the grapes, the blood of the grapes, that's to represent the blood of the Son of God. I've often thought, what would I do with two drops of the literal blood of Jesus if I had it in a glass? How would it press it to my heart? Now, Father, this is to represent that blood. As I ask you to bless it to every partaker, may our sins be under the blood. May our sickness vanish from us. For we are your servants, desiring strong, healthy bodies and a clean, pure heart and conscience, that we can be your representatives in this earth. We pray thee, our God, to sanctify this grape. Tonight, the blood of this grape, to its intended purpose, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The scripture says that he took the cup, ate thanks, then he took bread and he broke it, and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. As I hold in my hand tonight these little parcels of bread that's all wrinkled and broke up, it reminds me of the message tonight, how they beat one tree to get pulp to save the other, and how that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, but with his stripes we were healed. May the grace of God sanctify this kosher bread to its intended purpose, and every person that partakes of it, no more sin in your life, no more sickness in your body, till we meet the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we sanctify this bread by a word of prayer and faith, that it will be used for the intended purpose that God has intended for us to do, to keep this order until he comes. May every person that partakes of this supper tonight, may they be clean from sin and healed from sickness for the journey that lays ahead of us. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.